I am Plato on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. In a time when media outlets, both broadcast and print, are shutting down and laying off staff in droves, there's a glimmer of hope coming from the Railtown part of Vancouver. The folks at Roundhouse Radio on Alexander Street in Vancouver's east side are gearing up for their launch in a few weeks. It's a brand new station built from the ground up. A group of investors headed up by Roundhouse's CEO Don Schaefer put together a proposal to launch a commercial radio station in Vancouver a couple of years ago. About a year ago, regulators approved its license, and the proposed station intends to reflect the growing community on the east side of town and throughout the region. Mr. Schaefer joins me now. I'll get him to tell us about the genesis of the station, as well as what we, the listener, might come to expect as they sign on shortly. Don Schaefer has had a lengthy career in broadcasting, whether it's programming, marketing, or managing stations across the country, including CFMI here in Vancouver, and later the WIC Company, as well as stations for Bell Media and the Jim Patterson Broadcast Group, among many others. Roundhouseradio.com is the website, and the station will be heard at 98.3 FM. Please welcome to the Plato Line program, Don Schaefer. Mr. Schaefer, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for joining us. So you guys have been tweeting out photos of the operation down on Alexander Street. It must be a busy time, but it's coming together pretty well, is it?
You know, it's been a long haul. We've been working on this for probably 2.5, almost 3 years. From the inception to get to this point, so it was the idea. Once there was a call for applications, it was preparing for the CRTC hearings, the hearing themselves, and then a long wait, waiting to hear whether we were being considered or whether we'd win the license. And then once we got the license, which is almost just over a year ago now. We've been building. So
are you on target for the launch?
Well, the launch has been delayed a number of times. We've had a number of obstacles, mostly technical, where the city was challenged with our approved antenna location. So we've had to go through 6 different applications to find a suitable location. And while it held us back, it was actually a real godsend, because it allowed us to spend more time walking the streets and meeting people in the community and getting to know intimately different parts of the city much better. So I can't tell you it's been easy. It's been a long process of finding a location, building studios, finding staff from not just radio but from different media, and then actually getting the technical parts completed and going through the regulatory process to get approvals to build out our antenna and our tower. So, I suspect that we'll be on the air early October.
And everyone in the region, I guess, can they pick that up?
No, it's what the commission calls a low power radio station. It's still a Class A, so it will be the same class of FM radio station that everybody else is, or most stations are, in Vancouver. It's just that we have less power. So less power really challenges the station to focus on a specific geographical area. In our case, that geographic target is the city of Vancouver. So it's really Cole Harbour to the airport and roughly UBC to Boundary Road. So it's, the station very easily covers all of the 22 some odd neighborhoods that make up the city, but it really prohibits us from really focusing on the lower mainland, going too much further into Richmond or Surrey or Abbotsford or North or West Vancouver. And, some would say that that's a challenge or that's a handicap, and I actually think that's a real gift, because it means that the station's content and the focus of the station is all about the city.
And a lot of people are excited about this, not just because you've built this from the ground up, but it adds another voice to the city's, listening habits. Did you have in mind a void that you were trying to fill, say, or replace in this market?
Well, when there was a call for applications, You know, I think if there's a city that I feel at home with the most, it's Vancouver. It's where I spent, you know, the best part of 20 years at a number of different radio stations like CFOX or Rock 101. And, you know, my kids and lots of family and friends live here. So I feel like I, you know, and I don't want to overstate this, but I think I know the city pretty well. And so when there was a call for applications for a Vancouver license, I thought I had a pretty good idea of what the city needed. And it was confirming that idea with the Vancouver Foundation report and with some independent research that really validated the idea that we needed a station that was really talking about the city. And that means it's more spoken word and more storytelling than it is music, because there's enough music stations in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allowed us to sort of focus in on the storytelling or you know, I hate to say talk, but more of a storytelling or more of a conversational radio station that focuses on those 22 communities and the good work or the things that are happening, whether it's arts and culture or politics or homelessness, whatever the issues are of the day, is what we want to be talking about.
Now, have audiences though for radio, have they been declining in recent years though?
Well, radio as a business is actually doing really, really well. Radio is actually doing better than television and doing better, you know, than most other media, including the internet. You know, I think at some point the internet will certainly, you know, become our main platform, but for today, commercial radio stations around North America are doing very, very well. So I don't think it's a dead or archaic medium. In fact, if anything, I think that the internet's really breathed life into radio because it allows us to develop programming on more than one platform. So, you know, Roundhouse, for example, is as agile on the air as we will be online, publishing and or doing video.
And you and your investors must think it'll be a profitable venture because I'm wondering if it can be, because in this market, not just in Vancouver, but across the world, advertising dollars are fewer and far between. I mean, can it be profitable, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know that advertising dollars are few and far between. There's millions of dollars being spent on radio. In fact, there's about $120 to $130 million a year being spent in Vancouver just on Vancouver radio. That doesn't bring into, you know, revenues for outdoor advertising, television, or other platforms. So there's a lot of advertising dollars available. I think the challenge is whether or not you can build a platform or build something that advertisers will want to participate in. And I think that's going to be, you know, that's the real question, and that's a $64,000 question. You know, I believe that by using the content that's developed inside the city and providing more local reflection, that we will generate a lot of interest and a large enough audience that will garner advertiser support. And I guess that's the $64,000 question, whether I'm right or not. You know, I think that we can do a really, really good job. Nobody else is really doing it. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're obviously very optimistic.
Now, who are some of the fellow investors that you've got in this operation? I mean,
well, there's four families. There's the Pusher family, the Doddridge family, and the Campbell family, and then my family.
Mm-hmm. And the others, have they worked in radio before, say?
Some have had some peripheral experience in media, some in law, and some, and I mean, they're all entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're getting very familiar with radio very quickly, and they've been terrific to work with.
And would you tell us about some of the folks that you've got planned for on air?
Well, there's, I'm just trying to think where I start.
Well, Kirk LaPointe, I guess, was the most prominent name.
Yeah, you know
name.
About Kirk LaPointe. LaPointe, you know, was the mayoral candidate. You know, we're one of the candidates in Vancouver. But I don't know Kurt as a politician. I know Kurt as a journalist. And he's a terrific journalist. We have Kirk, we have Manel, we have Terry Mulligan, we have Jana in the afternoons. I've been asked to, or corralled to do a show that I'm really passionate about, which is a public service show where we talk to groups that are organizing, you know, not-for-profits or community groups that are doing work in the streets. So I'm looking forward to that show. Mm-hmm. We have Marty doing evenings in a number of different shows. So it's, you know, and the group is, you know, slowly but surely coming together. The team has been a challenge because we wanted people with radio experience, but we also wanted people that were interesting storytellers. And like Manel is a University of Toronto professor and, you know, doesn't have a lot of on-air experience as a show host, but she has tons of experience and, you know, obviously teaches journalism and teaches human geography. So she has a really interesting perspective and a terrific on-air presence. And again, like some of the voices and some of the talent that we're hiring, there'll be fresh and new voices and new perspectives in the city.
And what's it like working in Railtown? I mean, it's a growing neighborhood there.
Well, we really wanted a radio station that was on the street, that was on the street and that was visible to the public and accessible. And, you know, and obviously we needed something that was affordable, where, you know, downtown space is less affordable than the East End. And I thought the East End was a perfect place for us to be, because it allowed us to be in a developing part of the city where we can see firsthand what's happening in the city and we can live it and feel it.
Did you think you can get young people to listen to the radio?
Well, younger people traditionally are leaving the radio, you know, and whether that's because you know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they're leaving the radio. The first reason is that radio is not really speaking to them. And a lot of older audiences have left the radio because they're going to places like CBC or NPR or podcast or other methods of getting content. And you know, it's anybody's guess, and we can all talk about the reasons why we think they're leaving. And I guess, you know, our challenge is to see if we can't bring some of them back, because we're talking about things that resonate with them, that they care about.
And have you found, Don, that as you're building the station, as you have from the ground up, that you're learning more about the city that you say didn't know heretofore?
You know, I think every day, as long as you're present and you're aware and you have an open heart and open mind and you're curious, we learn more every day. You know, building the radio station for me has been a real personal gift to meet lots of people, you know, from all walks of life, whether it's the Rain City housing that's behind us or whether it's local businesses and, you know, it's just, you know, whether it's schools and universities, it's been a wonderful opportunity for me to reconnect with the city, because I've been across Canada, you know, doing my career. So for me, it's really nice to be back home. But it's really fascinating and incredibly invigorating to learn about what's happening, you know, in all these neighborhoods every day. There's some amazing stories and some amazing work. So, no, it's been a real delight.
Yeah, and so you say early October is when we'll be able to hear this, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of an unknown for the moment in terms of, you know, will the tower crews, you know, have any obstacles? Will there be any challenges? You know, will it be October 1st or will it be October 10th? I don't know, but the engineers are saying the 1st of October, so fingers and toes crossed.
but it has been a fun experience for you, hasn't it? I mean,
it's been, you know, I can't tell you how honored I am to be able to work with the people that you know, I've been surrounded by, you know, the investors group and the families that have put their faith and money into our idea have been just a delight and an incredibly strong source of, you know, encouragement and optimism. And in the city has been an incredibly humbling and learning experience. And I feel extremely blessed.
Well, Don, as a media consumer, it's good to have something new to try out, and like a lot of people, we're all waiting to see what you've got planned. Good luck, Don.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate the call.
The website for more is roundhouseradio.com. Don Schaefer is the CEO of Roundhouse Radio. He joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.